This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It'll be Buffington in the jump circle for Staunton, Cooley into the center jump circle for Southwestern. And the tap is controlled by Buffington, and the Dogs will get it first. Staunton in the road, reds tonight, trimmed out on the white and the black. Staunton in white lettering across the front for Southwestern. Home whites, trimmed in the green and the gold. Piasaw birds in gold lettering across the front. Pressure man-to-man to start, and a foul out front as Strobeck just simply pushed Sam Best right out of bounds. So 15 seconds in, first foul of the ball game to Southwestern. Your officials tonight, Kurt Couple, Paul Morrell, and Dave Rydell. Here's Sylvester at the foul line on the curl. Forces it up, missed it. Tried to get his own rebound, couldn't corral it. And Southwestern picks it up off the deck. That's Lane Gage. Pass the midcourt to Strobeck. Strobeck now at the volleyball spike line. Will slow it up to set the offense. Here's Charlie Darr for three. Missed it badly, but it goes right to Bullion. He muscled it up but couldn't get it to go. But another offensive rebound picked up by Strobeck. Southwestern will reset. 2-3 zone for Staunton. As Gage gets it off to Charlie Darr. Darr now. Bounce pass in the post to Bullion. Congested in there. Staunton cuts it off and forces the turnover. There was nowhere for that pass to go. Here comes Caden Sylvester across the timeline. Caden now with the left-hand bounce on the right wing. He'll bring it top of the key. On the left wing now with Sam Best. Best, top of the key, Buffington, 4-3, missed it. And the rebound to the floor picked up by Quentin Strobeck for Southwestern. 6:40 for the opening quarter, no score. It's not been an offensive type of night here at the Macoupin County Tournament thus far. Here's Charlie Darr, left side of the key. Bounced it once, picked it up. On the bounce pass now, leaves it for Gage. Right back to Darr. He'll trigger a three again. Around and out this time. Offensive rebound, Bullion, and Hank is fouled. Good, strong board in there. They list Hank at 6 foot, but he plays hard-nosed and tough. He's one of those kids, you know, 6 foot, but he plays like he's 6'5". Some kids are 6'10 and play like they're 5'10". Bullion's free throw is off the heel, no good. He's got a full beard as a junior in high school. I'm a 40-year-old man and can't even do that. Just sad. 6:20 for the opening quarter. Free throw for Bullion, good. Hank gets one out of two. Here comes Sylvester racing into the front court. Caden Sylvester spins at the right block, runs right into Bullion, but he gets it up and in. That was a nice move from Caden Sylvester. Bullion did all he could do there. Tied at 2, 6 minutes for the opening quarter. That pass is tipped, and it goes off of Carson Cooley out of bounds. It was deflected at first by Gillen, and then off of Cooley. North Mac gets the winner tomorrow night for the county championship. In the backcourt, Best gets around Strobeck. Middle of the floor pass to Buffington. Brayden brings it across the timeline, pass in the corner to Gillen. Brady Gillen now to the right elbow. Dumps it back, volleyball spike line to Caden Sylvester. He leaves it off for Sam Best. He'll bring it right side, dribble handoff to Gillen. Brady Gillen, the young sophomore, off to Sylvester. Almost drugged that pivot foot, but he was able to anchor it down. Met out there by Lane Gage. Pressure man-to-man defense here from Southwestern. Here's Gillen. Leaves it on the left wing for Sylvester. Gage right up in his shorts. Here's Buffington at the foul line. Had it knocked away. Gets it back. Dumps it off to Sternickel. Caden Sylvester now between the circles. Right back to Sternickel. Cole Sternickel leaves it back for Sam Best. On the right wing with Caden Sylvester. 5:05 for the opening quarter. 2-1 is the lead for Staunton. On the attack. Cooley coast to coast. Lays it up and in. Carson Cooley. And Southwestern has their first lead of the night at 3-2. Of course, here at Gillespie, the home side of the scoreboard says Miners, so that's Southwestern tonight. And at least when Gillespie plays here in the county, they do keep the Miners score, regardless of if they're the guests, they keep it on the Miners side. Thank goodness. 3-2, Southwestern leads. Here's Sam Best, high post to Buffington. Fakes the handoff. The lane opens up, and it's good for Braden Buffington. Southwestern bit on the handoff. Buffington recognized it, spun, and had an uncontested trip to the basket. 4-3 Dogs. 4.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Here's Cooley. He's on the sideline with the catch. Nothing Carson could do about that. The pass just sailed a little bit and led Cooley right out of bounds. Rocky Dar to the table for Southwestern. He's going to check in, replacing Lane Gage. Tight quarters here at the pit in Gillespie. About a foot of space between the out-of-bounds line and the wall. Here's Buffington. Did he travel? He did. First turnover on Staunton. He was going to kick it in the corner to Gillen, but he kind of got his feet crossed up and tangled there. And he's called for the travel. In it goes to Rocky Dar. Rocky, the 5'10 sophomore, dumps it off to Charlie Dar. Charlie surveys back to Rocky. Rocky now brings it left side of the key, bounce pass, left block, down to Strobeck, rattles down for Quentin Strobeck. Little fade away from about 8 feet. Here comes Sylvester. No one stops ball. All the way to the rim, counted, and the foul for Caden Sylvester. He got tripped up, but he was able to get the ball on the window, and he'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. The foul on Southwestern, their second, first personal, let's see, on Charlie Dart. Free throw is no good for Caden, and the rebound down to Charlie Dar. Southwestern down a point with the basketball. Here comes Rocky Dar to the foul line. Kicks it to Charlie, open for three. Yes, for Charlie Dar. Good looking shot there for the 6'1 senior, Charlie Dar. 8-6 Southwestern. Here comes Buffington all the way to the rim, and a charge on Brayden. That was Dar who stood in and took it. Foul on Buffington, his first, team second. It'll be the second Staunton turnover. 3.5 minutes for the first quarter of play. 8-6 Southwestern. Here's Charlie Dar on the left wing. Leaves it for Rocky Dar, right wing. Nice diagonal pass, left block to Strobeck. He tried to pass it to Bullion, but it was kicked right back to Strobeck. That opens up Rocky Dar for three, and he knocks it down. His first bucket, and it's 11-6 Southwestern. Dangerous pass by Sylvester, nearly stolen by Strobeck, but he ran out of real estate on the far sideline. So it'll stay with Staunton, 3:07 for the opening quarter. Welcome everyone listening to the live stream tonight at WSMIRadio.com. The officials having a conference here, I think, just to make sure it was last touched by Southwestern, and it was. Sideline trigger at midcourt. Sternickel gets it into Sam Best. Best into the hands of Sylvester. Skip pass, corner pocket, Buffington, three, buried it. Braden Buffington knocks down the three ball. As they inbound to that on the right side, and one long pass into the left corner for an open three. Charlie Dar, can he get it again? No, short on the rebound. A whistle and foul. Who are they going to get here? It will be on Staunton. Their third team foul. Baseline out of bounds for Southwestern. The foul on Sylvester, his first. Rocky Dar gets it in to Hank Bullion. Into the hands of Strobeck, back to Dar in the right corner. Rocky puts it on the deck, top of the key now to Charlie Dar, right back to Rocky. Into the hands of Charlie. Thought about the three that time, Sylvester got out quickly. Dar on the bounce, cut off by Caden. Back between the circles it goes to Rocky Dar. Right back to Charlie on the left wing. Little two-man Dar action here as Rocky has it. Dumps it to Bullion. Up top, Charlie Dar leaves it for Rocky. He puts it on the deck, attacks, blocked by Buffington. Picked up off the floor by Sam Best. Rocky Dar was falling down. He kind of got that shot up. It wasn't more than 3 feet off the ground, but that didn't stop Buffington from spiking it straight into the floor. 2 minutes for the opening quarter. 11-9. Southwestern with the lead. Staunton has the ball, and Ty Locks wants a timeout. 1:57 for quarter number one. The Piasaw Birds lead Staunton 11-9. You're listening to the second boys semifinal from the Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at the pit in Gillespie. Gabe Osborne back in our WSMI studios producing this action here on FM 106.1. Southwestern leading Staunton 11-9. The North Mac Panthers have seen enough. They are headed out. They'll be back Friday night for the boys' championship. They'll be looking to make it four county titles in a row. Staunton ball on the sideline. Best gets it into Sylvester. Back into the hands of Sam Best now. Luke DeWitt has checked into the ball game for Staunton. As he has replaced Gillen. That entry pass down to the left block is tipped out of bounds. It will stay with Staunton, I thought. No, it's Southwestern ball. So it was, yeah, I think that's wrong. Yeah, there we go. Ty Locks was about to have a conniption over there. They actually handed the ball to Dar. He got it in, and then the refs blew the whistle, and they realized, wait a minute, that wasn't right. So now Staunton will get the ball. I thought it was off of Southwestern. It looked pretty straightforward. In it goes to Sam Best, trying backdoor to Sylvester, turned it over. Fourth turnover on Staunton. Rocky Dar, volleyball spike line. Leaves it back for Charlie Dar now on the left wing. And we've got a foul away from the ball. That's going to go on Luke DeWitt. His first, team's fourth. Rocky Dar will throw in from the baseline. Substitution for Southwestern. Lane Gage returns, 5'9 junior. He'll replace Quentin Strobeck. It'll be Charlie Dar to throw in. He sends Rocky out of there. In the corner goes the Bullion. Off to Carson Cooley. Rocky Dar now right side of the key. He motions Charlie to come and get the basketball. Dar has it now on the left wing. Right back to Rocky. 80 seconds for the opening quarter. Here's Charlie Dar. Bounce pass through the legs of Gage. Now to the deck. That is DeWitt, and Cooley will get a jump ball, and the Birds will keep it on the arrow. DeWitt was first to the floor there, but Southwestern has it on the arrow. Gage gets it in to Bullion, left corner. Hank gets to the middle of the lane. Finger roll, missed it too strong, and the rebound down to Sam Best. Final minute, first quarter, a two-point Southwestern lead, 11-9. This is close to our halftime score of our first semifinal. Seriously, that was 12-9. Here's Sam Best, left wing, Sternickel, puts it on the deck, gets to the front of the rim, and he was fouled on the attack. Third team foul on Southwestern, comes with 49.4 seconds to play in the quarter, and they will get Charlie Dar. That'll be his second personal. A bulldog at each corner of the lane for the baseline trigger. Buffington gets it in to Sylvester, right back to Braden, and he's fouled by Bullion. A push in the back there on the post defense. Colin Robinson going to check in. Well, not quite yet. He came onto the floor, but he didn't get the official signal. Now he comes on. Charlie Dar will come off. Baseline out of bounds for Staunton again. Sam Best will trigger it in. A bulldog at each corner of the lane as they will lob up top to Buffington. He makes a contested catch over Bullion. Boy, nothing free and easy when you're matched up against Hank Bullion. Here's Buffington, draws three defenders, and he's going to be called for traveling. As he had lost his balance and lost the basketball, and he was stumbling after that, and he had knocked a couple of Piasaw Birds to the floor in the process. Half a minute, first quarter. 11-9 Southwestern. Here's Carson Cooley. Leads it back for Robinson, and that's deflected out. It'll belong to Southwestern. Good job by Sternickel there on the anticipation on that backdoor cut. Southwestern will have it on the baseline. Rocky Dar to throw it in. Gets it in to Bullion in the right corner. Hank Bullion off to Colin Robinson, 15 seconds for the quarter. Into the hands of Rocky Dar. Back to Robinson, right back to Rocky. Here's Colin Robinson, right wing, 8 seconds. Bullion on the baseline, skips it to Dar, almost threw it over Rocky's head. 3 seconds for the quarter. Dar with one. Is he going to get it off? We got an offensive foul on Rocky Dar with 1 second left in the quarter. They're going to say he used the off arm to push off and create the space. So Staunton has 1 second. They must go the length of the floor. Best out. Gillen back in. It'll be Buffington to throw in. Just 1 second here. So if you're Staunton, you just don't want a turnover deep in your own end. They get it in to Sylvester, and there you go. That's the quarter. After 8 minutes here in our second semifinal, it is Southwestern 11, Staunton 9. You're listening to the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament on WQSMI. Some scores from around the area. The Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational Final Pool Play Game. Hillsboro beat Ramsey 76-30. Drake Vogel scored his 1,000th career point. At the Vandalia Girls Tournament, it was Effingham beating Greenville 38-24. Earlier here tonight in the fifth-place semifinal, Gillespie beat Mount Olive 46-43. And in our championship semifinal, it was North Mack over Carthenville 32-20. So North Mack will get the winner of this ball game as the Panthers will be looking for their fourth straight Macoupin County title on Friday night. The girls' title game is set. Carthenville and Staunton at 6. We'll have it live for you here on FM 106, followed up by the boys' championship at 7:30, and then coverage from the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational with the championship semifinal between Nokomis and Pena. That broadcast about 9 o'clock Friday night. All the action right here on WQSMI and online at WQSMIRadio.com. We got a foul on Southwestern. That goes on Gage, his first, team sixth. Just underway, second quarter. Sylvester spinning his way, then way too strong on the layup. Overshot the rim, and the rebound down to Colin Robinson. Here comes Robinson. Leaves it off for Carson Cooley. Cooley back to Robinson. Left side of the key with Strobeck. 2-3 zone for Staunton. Here's Cooley in the right corner. Met there by Gillen. Cooley out near midcourt now on the back pedal. Leaves it off for Carson Cooley. Here's a three ball for Ryan Lois just into the ball game short. And a long rebound. Great hustle by Sam Best. He dives for it. Gets it off to Sylvester. And then nobody yelled wolf for Caden Sylvester. Poked away from behind. Sixth Staunton turnover. 6:48 for the first half. 11-9 Southwestern. Here's Robinson, top of the key. Leaves it off left wing for Strobeck. Back into the hands of Robinson. Colin Robinson now. Finds Strobeck at the foul line. Leaves it on the baseline for Bullion. Right elbow. Robinson, too strong. Offensive rebound. Hank Bullion kicks out. Strobeck open for three. Too strong, and that goes off the basketball support. So that'll be out of bounds. Over to Staunton. Cole Sternickel back on the floor. 5'10 sophomore, replacing Luke DeWitt. Dogs get it in to Sylvester. A little bit of full court pressure in the backcourt. Off to Buffington. He will come across the timeline. Leaves it for Best. Into the hands of Gillen. Back to Sam Best now. He leaves it for Sternickel. Left wing with Sylvester. Caden Sylvester. Top of the key to Sam Best. He'll dump it off to Buffington. Left wing. Braden. Triple threat. Surveys. Kicks it. Corner pocket. Best. Three. Yes. Sam Best knocks down the open triple. And Staunton in front. 12-11. Well, we've already got more points here in the first half than we had in the first half of our first semifinal. North Mack led Carlinville 12-9 at their halftime break. There's good defense by Sternickel. Deflects it out. Intended for Cooley. It'll be Southwestern ball. Substitutions here for the Piasaw Birds. Charlie Darr returns. Ian Brantley's in for the first time, a 6'4 freshman. And Rocky Darr is back on the floor. Staying on Strobeck and Lois. 5:35 for quarter number two, a 12-11 Staunton lead. In the left corner to Rocky Darr. Darr now brings it back out between the circles to Strobeck. High post to Lois. Contested catch. He makes it strongly. Skips it in the corner. Rocky Darr for the three ball. Missed it too strong. And the rebound down to Buffington. He will leave it off for Sam Best. Best across the timeline. 5:10 to play first half. Best looks behind his shoulder, checks head coach Ty Locke. See what he wants to do. Into the hands of Sylvester. Off to Gillen. Into the hands of Buffington. Ty shouting instructions to his club here inside of 5 minutes for the first half. Here's Sylvester. Long bounce pass in the post to Buffington and Braden as he gets it back out to Sylvester. Got tripped up. He was tripped and falling and tipping that pass out to Sylvester all at the same time. 4:40 for the half. Here's Caden. Thought about that long bounce pass again. Decides against it. Top of the key now with Sylvester. Right wing to Sam Best. 12-11 Staunton. 4.5 minutes for the first half. North Mack gets the winner Friday night for the county championship. Left block, Buffington spins middle. Missed it. Good contest in there by Southwestern and Ian Brantley. Here come the Birds on the fly into the front court. Darr, three, back rimmed it, and the rebound down to Gillen. Boy, every time Charlie touches the ball, you can hear the Staunton bench yelling, shooter. Here's Sternickel. drives baseline, dumps it off to Buffington, kicks it out to Best, had a three, passed on it on the left wing. Halfway through the second quarter, 12-11, Staunton with the lead and the basketball. Here's Sylvester, skip pass, Buffington tees it up, missed it out of the left corner, and the rebound is off of Lois, out of bounds. Good job by Sternickel to affect that rebound. Little things like that, they don't really show up in any type of stat, but that was just a nice job by Cole Sternickel to get his hand on that basketball initially as it deflected off of Lois. Baseline out of bounds, Best lobs it to Buffington. He couldn't handle it cleanly. He's on the deck again, my goodness. Staunton has the ball with Sternickel. Some kids just know how to find the floor. Braden Buffington is one of those dudes. Just a walking floor burn, probably. 3 minutes, 35 seconds for the first half. Here's Best, spinning away from trouble, top of the key. Leaves it for Gillen. Brady Gillen drives baseline, cut off. Leaves it back now for Caden Sylvester. Into the hands of Gillen in the left corner. Man-to-man defense for the Birds. Here's Sylvester on the right wing, top of the key to Buffington. Braden, left wing now, off to Best. 3:15 for the first half of play. A 12-11 Staunton lead. Gillen wants the three ball, too strong, and the rebound down to Brantley for Southwestern. He dumps it off to Strobeck. Quinton brings it into the front court, leaves it off now for Charlie Darr, left wing. All sorts of bodies on the deck as Strobeck got tripped up on the baseline. Here's Brantley way out on the left wing. In the corner it goes to Strobeck. Drives baseline, met by Buffington, and rejected. Here comes Braden, right down the heart of the floor. Kicks it. Three ball. Sylvester, too strong. Rebound to Gillen. Kicks it to Best. Open three. Too strong. And Southwestern clears the board with Charlie Darr, and Jason Darr wants a timeout. 2:32 to play in the first half. Staunton 12, Southwestern 11. You're listening to boys semifinal number 2 from the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament on WQSMI. Tim Mize back here at the pit at Gillespie High School. 103rd Macoupin County Tournament. North Mac awaits the winner here. Staunton leading Southwestern 12-11. 2.5 minutes to play in the first half. Of course, we'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports, 7:30 here on WQSMI. So the Birds down a point. Bring it into the front court. Here's Charlie Darr. Bounce pass to Gage. Short baseline jump shot rattled out. No good. Buffington with the rebound. Quick outlet to Sylvester. Two on two, fast break. Caden will stop from the right block. Partially blocked in there by Cooley and pulled down by the Birds. 2:05 for the first half. Here's Gage. Left wing, Darr. Open for three. Yes, for Charlie Darr. His second triple. He has 6 points. And Southwestern back in front, 14-12. Inside of 2 minutes for the half. Boy, Charlie Darr, he's got a smooth-looking shot and a really pretty release. 105 seconds for the half. A two-point Piasaw Bird advantage. Here's Sam Best, top of the key. Wanted to go back door to Buffington, but a nice job by Gage to cut that off. They work left side now with Gillen. Brady Gillen leaves it back to Best between the circles. 90 seconds for the first half of play. Here's Sternickel. No one picks him up. Takes the three way too strong. The rebound saved by Gillen, and it's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Sam Best and Staunton. Great hustle by Gillen. Got it back in play, but the Dogs couldn't corral. Sylvester will get a breather. Onto the floor, Adam Overby, 5'11 junior. He'll replace Gillen. Luke DeWitt also back on the floor for the Dogs. 80 seconds first half, a two-point lead for Southwestern. They're the 3 seed, Staunton the 7 seed. Staunton up into 2nd seed at Mount Olive on Monday to get into this semifinal. Southwestern beat host Gillespie. Hank Bullion, 18 feet off the left baseline, no. Offensive rebound, Cooley counted, and the foul. Carson Cooley's 2nd field goal. As the foul on Staunton will be their 5th team foul. And let's see the guilty party, who it's going to be. Luke DeWitt, his 2nd. Free throw for Cooley is good. The old-fashioned 3-point play for Carson Cooley. He has 5, and that is the Southwestern lead, 17-12, final minute first half. Little 6-0 spurt here for the Birds. Best open, 3, back rim to 2 strong, and the rebound down to Southwestern. And Strobeck, he pushes to Cooley. Off to Bullion. Hank kicks it in the corner. Charlie Darr open for 3. left it short, followed his own miss, though, and got the rebound. Here's Strobeck. He'll trigger a three ball. Missed it, and the rebound. Buffington had it, lost it, got it back. Now he's got a run out. Braden Buffington down the right side, up and down for the easy deuce. Seven for Braden Buffington. 20 seconds for the half. 17-14 Southwestern. Here's Gage on the right wing. Back left side now to Charlie Dar. 12 seconds for the half. Into the hands of Carson Cooley. Left baseline. Pivots around. Up, under, shot is short. Front rim, side rim, and down for Carson Cooley. He has seven. And Staunton is not going to get a shot off at the end of the half. Two quarters in the books here in semifinal number two. It is Southwestern 19, Staunton 14. You're listening to the 103rd Macoupin County Basketball Tournament on WSMI. And Southwestern will get it to start the third quarter. Carson Cooley, Charlie Dar, Hank Bullion, Lane Gage, and Quentin Strobeck on the floor for the Birds. The Dogs counter with Cole Sternickel, Brady Gillen, Sam Best, Braden Buffington, and Caden Sylvester. Tracked in the corner was Cooley, got it away to Dar. Charlie Dar, one dribble, pulls up for three, missed it. Rebound, Strobeck had it, lost it. Buffington picks it up, he's streaking down the middle of the floor. Sternickel, a dangerous pass there as he passed it on the run across the floor with a little arc to it, and it was deflected out by Southwestern. So it'll be Bulldog basketball on the baseline. The Bulldog at each corner of the lane. In it goes to Best, Sam Best. Brings it back, top of the key now for Staunton. Leaves it back for Sternickel. Into the hands of Caden Sylvester. Between the circles with Best. Off it goes to Buffington. Braden, left side of the key with Gillen. He'll take the three. Missed it badly, but it missed so bad it went right to Sylvester. He drop steps, blocked in there by Lane Gage. Oh, that was a nice job by Lane Gage at 5'9" to time it up and get the block. 7 minutes, third quarter. In the right corner with Gage. Off it goes to Charlie Dar, top of the key. Dar cut off there by Sam Best in the Staunton zone. 2-3 zone for Staunton. And as I say that, it might be more of a box and one right now as it looked like Sternickel was giving chase to Carson Cooley. That is what's going on right now, I do believe. 6:35 for the third quarter. Bullion comes and sets a screen on Sternickel. Now Cooley asking for some assistance here. He'll hand the ball off to Lane Gage. Gage on the dribble out near the volleyball spike line, standing right on the Gillespie Minor logo in front of the scorer's table. It says, "Go Big Orange," in black lettering, strangely enough. Here's Charlie Dar on the right wing. Down on the block to Strobeck. Tried to pass across the lane, but it was deflected out by Gillen. Good anticipation there. Luke DeWitt going to check in. He'll replace Brady Gillen. As the Birds have it on the baseline. It'll be Charlie Dar to throw in. He gets it in to Bullion. Off it goes to Strobeck. Back to Charlie Dar now. Charlie bounced it once, picked it up, gives it back to Gage. Volleyball spike line extended. Lane Gage high above his head and surveys. Off it goes to Strobeck. Strobeck on the bounce. Out beyond the three-point line, inside of 6 minutes for the third quarter. He tried an entry pass to Bullion, deflected away by Buffington, and turned over. A five-point Southwestern lead, 19-14. Nobody has yet to score here in the third quarter. Here's Buffington, right side of the key. Braden Buffington into the triple threat position. He'll bring it across left side. Here's Best, kicks it. Sternickel, right back to Sam Best. He'll dribble back beyond the three-point line. In the right corner goes to Luke DeWitt. He tried to feed the post down to Buffington, kicked out of there by Carson Cooley. So the Dogs will throw it in from the baseline. It'll be Buffington to trigger it in. A dog at each corner of the lane for Braden. Gets it in right wing to DeWitt. He fires it out to Sam Best. Volleyball spike line extended into the hands of Sylvester. Caden Sylvester. Leaves it off for Sternickel. Thought about the three. Skip pass. DeWitt. Luke DeWitt now. Between the circles to Best. 5:05 for the third quarter. 19-14 Southwestern. That was our halftime score. Here's Sylvester. Leaves it for DeWitt on the left wing. Back up top to Buffington. Braden. Pivots around. Leaves it for DeWitt. Comes and sets a ball screen. DeWitt turns the corner to the rim. Oh, he missed the layup. He didn't use the backboard on the layup. And it cost them 2 points. And now it cost them a foul. And that happens all the time. you miss an easy bucket, and then the frustration takes over, and you commit a silly foul. It's like clockwork. 4:50 for quarter number three. A five-point Southwestern lead into the hands of Quentin Strobeck. He's across the timeline. Here's Charlie Darr. Leaves it left wing for Strobeck. Back to Darr. Charlie. Bounce pass, high post to Gage. He will turn and face right into the chest of Buffington, and the bucket's good for Lane Gage. Good, strong finish from Lane. 21-14, Southwestern's biggest lead of the night. Here's Sylvester spinning, attacking, and he'll get two free throws. Good things happen when you take the ball to the hole. 4:19 to play in the third quarter. The foul on Southwestern, their first of the half, and they will get Carson Cooley with his first of the game. No Bulldogs on the lane here, as Sylvester is all by himself with three birds. Puts home the first toss. 5 points for Caden Sylvester. Luke DeWitt out. Brady Gillen returns for the Dogs. Now Staunton's got a couple of rebounders in there. Sylvester's second free throw is good. He gets the pair. 6 points for Caden Sylvester. 21-16 Southwestern. They have the lead and the basketball. Here's Charlie Darr. Way out on the right wing. Bounce pass in the corner. Nice slip pass down to Bullion. Off the window. He left it short. Rebound down to the Dogs. Nice offensive set there. Hank just couldn't complete it. Into the front court come the Bulldogs of Staunton. Here's Sam Best. Spinning top of the key. Leaves it for Sternickel. Right back to Sam Best. Sam, dribble drive, kicks it in the left corner to Sternickel. Off to Buffington. Back to Best. 3:45 for the third quarter. As Best dribbles back towards midcourt, he'll reset things here for the Dogs. Off it goes to Gillen in the corner with Sylvester. Caden Sylvester up top to Brady Gillen. Dribble drive, kicks Sternickel. Ball fakes the three, drives the baseline, kicks it out left wing to Sylvester. One dribble, pulls up foul line, missed it. And the rebound down to Southwestern and Hank Bullion. Off to Strobeck, into the hands of Charlie Darr. Now he leaves it off for Lane Gage, right back to Charlie. 3:15 for the third quarter of play. 21-16, Pius Allbirds with the lead. Winner gets North Mac for the county championship Friday night. The girls' title game is set. That'll be Staunton and Carthenville. We'll have that live at 6. The boys' championship to follow live at 7:30 here on WSMI. Great hustle there by Staunton's, I think that was Cole Sternickel, yes, a headlong dive right into the sidewall here at the pit. It'll be Southwestern ball. Charlie Darr gets it out near midcourt to Quentin Strobeck. Inside of 3 minutes for the third quarter. In the right corner with Carson Cooley. Cooley pivots around, and a little blocking foul out there on Sternickel. His first, second of the half on the Bulldogs. So it'll be baseline out of bounds for Southwestern. Leading by 5, 21-16. Charlie Darr threw it away on the inbound. He just tried a short little pass into the near corner, and it went awry. So Staunton ball down by 5. 2:45 for the third quarter. Here comes Buffington into the front court. Kicks it. Gillen, 3, air ball. Rebound, Sternickel, as he's going to be tied up with Charlie Darr, and the Dogs will keep it on the arrow. Good, strong rebound there for Cole Sternickel. So Sam Best will throw it in on the baseline. Sylvester sets a cross screen for Buffington, as Sylvester winds up in the left corner. Play didn't work, top of the key outlet valve to Brady Gillen. Gillen now leaves it for Sam Best, 2.5 minutes for the third quarter. A five-point Pius Allbirds advantage. Only been 4 total points in the quarter, and there's a turnover. Miscommunication between Sternickel and Gillen. That was an unforced turnover there from the Bulldogs. Rocky Darr to the table. He will check in for Southwestern as Lane Gage will get a breather. 21-16, 2:22 for the third quarter. We'll have the girls and boys third place games tomorrow night. Girls game at 6, boys game at 7:30. It'll be Gillespie and North Mac for the girls. Carthenville and the loser here between Southwestern and Staunton for the boys. Rocky Darr handling out front, pressured by Sam Best. In the corner it goes to Charlie Darr. He gets it right back to Rocky Dar. Hank Bullion has position left block, draws a crowd, kicks it out to Strobeck. Quentin Strobeck dribble drive, left-hand layup good for Strobeck. He has four. That was really set up by Hank Bullion. He allowed the defense to collapse, and he made the right basketball play. Ty Lox wants a timeout. A minute 49 for the third quarter. It is Southwestern 23, Staunton 16. You're listening to the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament on WQSMI. All the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on Sports 7:30 here on FM 106. 105 seconds for the third quarter of our second boys championship semifinal. Southwestern leading Staunton 23-16. Here's Sylvester down on the block. Buffington met by Bullion. What do we got? A foul? Ooh, tough whistle on Hank Bullion. That'll send Buffington to the foul line. Braden tonight has 7 points. All came in the first half. Staunton is 2 of 3 from the foul line. Buffington's free throw is good. Rattled it down. He has 8. That makes it 23-17 Southwestern. Second free throw for Buffington is good. He gets the pair. 9 points now for Braden. And the lead is down to 5 for Southwestern. 90 seconds to play in the quarter. Here's Rocky Dar. Leaves it off for Charlie Dar. Out it goes to Strobeck. He tracked it down on the sideline. Right back to Rocky at the volleyball spike line. Here's Rocky to the foul line. He dumps it down left block. Strobeck. And we've got a push on the Bulldogs. That will be whistled on Buffington. That will be his second, team's third. Baseline out of bounds for Southwestern. It'll be Rocky Dar to trigger it in. Looking, looking, looking. He finds Bullion in the short corner. Hank Bullion now. Couple of bounces. Picked it up. Pivots around. Leaves it back for Rocky Dar. Rocky now on the bounce. Leaves it on the right wing for Charlie Dar. Charlie right back to Rocky it goes as we approach the final minute of the third quarter. Here's Rocky Dar between the circles back to Charlie Dar. A 5-point Pius Alford lead. Final minute, third quarter. Charlie leaves it in the right corner for Hank Bullion. Skip past the Rocky. Dar will trigger the three, left it short. We apologize for the technical glitch there as we are through three quarters here at the Macoupin County Tournament. Southwestern could not score at the end of the quarter. We've completed three. It is Southwestern 23, Staunton 18. We're back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Well, technology is great when it works. When it don't, you'd like to just toss it right over the edge. 8 minutes to play in this semifinal. It is 23-18. Southwestern with the lead and the ball. Beautiful backdoor gauge to Strobeck off the window for the easy deuce. Quentin Strobeck has 6, and it's a 25-18 lead for Southwestern. Here's Brady Gillen on the right wing. Gillen attacks middle, dumps it to Buffington. Braden drives baseline, plays through the contact, and draws the foul. They will get Carson Cooley with the personal. That will be his second, team's third of the half. And it will send Buffington to the free throw line. Braden on the night, 2 of 2 at the stripe, has 9 points. Make it 10. 25-19, the lead is 6 for the Birds as Luke DeWitt's going to check back in. He'll replace Brady Gillen. Buffington with his second toss. That one is no good off the mark, and the rebound down to Strobeck for the Piasaw Birds. Quentin quickly into the front court, leaves it on the left wing now for Charlie Dar. Charlie wants to drive baseline on. DeWitt almost lost the handle, got it back, and his pass was nearly stolen, but it found its way home to Gage. He attacks, circus shot no good, and the rebound down to Buffington. Here comes Sylvester. Caden head up the floor attacking, and we got a foul on the floor. Boy, that's fortunate for Staunton there because Sylvester was about to travel with that. 7:14 for the money quarter. Baseline out of bounds for Staunton. It'll be Sternickel to throw it in. Cole Sternickel looking, looking. Gets it in right corner to DeWitt. Up top to Sylvester. Caden Sylvester on the attack. He's fouled. That's going to be the 5th team foul on the Piasaw Birds. Baseline out of bounds for Staunton. They'll get Cooley with his third personal. Best will trigger it in. He's going to lob it middle of the lane to Buffington. Kicks it out to DeWitt on the left corner. Into the hands of Sternickel. Off it goes to Sylvester. Up top, out near midcourt to Sam Best. He'll direct some traffic here. He's unguarded out near midcourt. Southwestern's man-to-man, a little more of a sag here in the second half. It was a lot of pressure in the first half. Here's DeWitt down in the left block to Sylvester. Draws a crowd, and he's fouled. That's three quick fouls on Southwestern. This will be a shooting foul, but the next foul will put the Birds over the limit and send Staunton to the foul line the rest of the way. The foul on Charlie Darr, his third. Sylvester tonight, 2 of 2. Check that, 2 of 3 at the free throw line. Now 3 of 4. He has 7 points. And that makes it 25-20. Southwestern clock stops, 6:47 to play. Second free throw is good. Staunton 3 of 4 from the line here in the fourth quarter. They have the lead down to 4. Here's Strobeck. Off it goes to Charlie Darr out at that volleyball spike line. Bounced it once, picked it up in the corner. Gage, he'll fire from 12, too strong. Rebound to Strobeck. His follow rattles out. Sylvester with the rebound. Checked that Sternickel, and he was fouled. No, he wasn't. He traveled. That'll be turnover number 8 on Staunton. Give it back to the Piasaw Birds with 6:28 to play in the ballgame. Lane Gage will lob it out to Charlie Darr, left side of the key. Leaves it for Strobeck. In the corner to Gage. Right corner pocket. Yes, for Lane Gage. Big shot for Gage. He has 5. And the lead is 7 for Southwestern. 28-21. 6:13 for the ballgame. Best in trouble in the backcourt. He's throwing the wrong way. And Ty Locks is going to have to use a timeout as they were in danger of the 10-second count. 6:09 for the ballgame. Southwestern 28, Staunton 21. You're listening to the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament on WQSMI. Tim Mize back inside the pit here at Gillespie. Boys semifinal number 2. Piasaw Birds up 7. Staunton has the basketball. Here's Sylvester attacking. That goes off the side of the backboard, but right back to Caden. Dumps it down to Best. Return pass Sylvester. 3 ball, left it short. Rebound tapped around, eventually picked up by Charlie Darr and Southwestern. So the Birds in a good spot right now, up 7 with the basketball. Strobeck walks it into the front court, leaves it back for Charlie Darr. Out at that volleyball spike line extended. Sylvester comes out, extends the zone pressure, now into the hands of Strobeck, left side of the floor. 5.5 minutes to play. Southwestern taking their time now, working some clock, not stalling, just showing the patience. And now they throw it away as Strobeck, he attacked hard, and then he had a lot of steam on that pass intended for Gage. It was too much off his hands, out of bounds. Staunton will show full court pressure here. Buffington gets it in to Caden Sylvester. Sylvester in the backcourt, spins away from trouble, staying in the middle of the floor, picks up the bounce, throws it too tall, but Sam Best able to elevate and corral it. Staunton can set the offense here, 5-10 for the ballgame. A 7-point Southwestern lead. Important possession here for the Bulldogs. And Sylvester bounces it off his foot, turns it over. Here comes Hank Bullion the other way, goes up, blocked, and fouled by Sam Best. So 2 free throws for Hank Bullion here. With 4:59 to play in the ballgame. Bullion at the stripe. Tonight, Hank Bullion has just 1 point, 1 out of 2. Free throw is no good. So it stays a 7-point Southwestern lead as Bullion will get a second free throw. Second toss is good. Rattled it down. Hank Bullion, 2 of 4 from the foul line for both of his points tonight. 29-21 Southwestern. 8-point lead inside of 5 minutes to play. And Best traveled out front. Oh, that's a costly turnover there for Sam Best. Unforced, just shuffled his feet on the catch. So back over to the Piasaw Birds. Sideline trigger right at the midcourt stripe in front of the scorer's table. Strobeck gets it in to Lane Gage. Gage being checked out there by Sam Best. Staunton has gone man here, and a foul, a block on Sam Best. For Best, that's going to be his second personal foul. Staunton not over the limit yet, though. They will be on their next foul. That was team foul number 6. Hank Bullion will get it in to Lane Gage. Gage into the triple threat there on the right wing. On the bounce, being checked by Luke DeWitt. Staunton wanted a little bit of a push off there, but it didn't come. Into the hands of Quentin Strobeck, 4:23 to play in the ball game. North Mac gets the winner for the championship on Friday night. The loser will play loser will play Carletonville for third place. As that's out of bounds off of Southwestern, maybe. Hold on, the official's going to get together, and they might be changing it. They will. They got it right. You always like it when the officials come together and get the call right. 4:12 for the first quarter. The fifth place game tomorrow will have Bunker Hill taking on Gillespie on the boys' side. In the right corner with Charlie Darr. Out front, Tulane Gage. Halfway through the money quarter. An 8-point Southwestern lead. Cooley goes back door up and in for the easy deuce for Carson Cooley. He has 9. Buffington came in for the contest, but Carson went up and under him. 31-21. The lead has swelled to 10. Danger time here for for Staunton. Sylvester for 3 rattles it down, and the Bulldogs needed that. 11 for Caden Sylvester. 31-24. Birds quickly into the front court. They give it off to Hank Bullion. Now back to Carson Cooley. Carson is fouled out there. A little hand check on Cole Sternickel. That will stop the clock. 3:26 to play. That is the 7th team foul, and Staunton is now over the limit. 1 and bonus here for Carson Cooley. Carson, a 6'1 senior, has 9 points tonight, 1 of 1 at the foul line. Toss is good. 10 points for Cooley. Makes it an 8-point Southwestern lead, 32-24. Cooley, the 6'1 senior, second free throw is off the heel, too strong. Rebound down to DeWitt for Staunton. Here come the Bulldogs now with possession down 8. 3:15 to play in the ball game. Handling out front is Sternickel. Leaves it for Sylvester on the left wing. Skip pass, open 3, left it short, did best. Offensive rebound is Sternickel off the window. It's good. 2 points for Cole Sternickel. And the lead is 6, 3 minutes to play. Here's Lane Gage. Boy, he's getting loose with that off arm. It might catch him before this game is over. Charlie Darr on the blow by baseline. Left it short, but they're going to get Buffington on the foul. I think he caught him on the wrist on the release. That's the third personal on Braden Buffington. 8th team foul. And it will send Charlie Darr to the free throw line, the 6'1 senior. Girls and boys third place games tomorrow night here on FM 106. Coverage underway at 6 o'clock as Darr's free throw is good. 7 for Charlie Darr. Our championship coverage Friday night gets underway just in front of 6. Staunton and Carletonville for the girls' title. North Mac gets the winner of this game for the boys' title. As Darr gets both tosses, he has 8. And Jason Darr wants a timeout. 2:48 for the ball game. Southwestern leading Staunton 34-26. You're listening to the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament on WQSMI. Tim Mize back inside the pit here at Gillespie High School. Gabe Osborne back in our WSMI studios producing tonight's action here on WSMI FM 106. And big thanks to Gabe and Jennifer Graham for their work this week. Levi Ubelt will take over production for the remainder of the week. But without the folks back at the studio, it don't work too good on site. 2:40 for the fourth quarter, 34-26. Here's Buffington on the spin, and there's a foul out front on Southwestern. Bullion didn't think so, but it doesn't matter what Hank Bullion thinks. That will be his fourth personal foul. At the free throw line, Braden Buffington. He's 3 out of 4 from the stripe tonight. Toss. Good. But if you're going to come back, you got to make hay when the clock is stopped at the foul line. That makes it 34-27, 2:35 to play. Second toss. Good. Pure on both. A dozen for Buffington. Full court press from Staunton and Southwestern. One pass to midcourt, and Charlie Darr has a run out. Pulls up just off the right block and missed it. down to Buffington. Lead pass, Sylvester goes up, missed it. Follow Buffington, one bounce, rises, he missed it. Offensive rebound, Sternickel, he puts it home. Cole Sternickel with four, and just like that, the lead is down to four. Cooley trapped in the backcourt, and Jason Darr needs a timeout. Here come the Bulldogs, 2:13 to play in the game. Southwestern 34, Staunton 30, back to the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament, following this one message on WQSMI. A minute 47 to play in the ball game, 34-30. Staunton just committed the foul, as it will send Carson Cooley to the free throw line. Cooley at the line. With 107 seconds to play. Big toss. Missed it. Rebound down to Buffington. Here come the Dogs. A chance to cut the lead down. 100 seconds to play. Out front with Caden Sylvester. Sylvester leaves it back for Sternickel. Sylvester, three, just grazed the front iron. Rebound to Cooley. Two birds fighting each other, and they're going to get the foul on Sternickel. Oh, boy. It looked like the two Southwestern players collided with each other, but they'll get the foul on Sternickel. The Staunton fans do not like the call. They might have a case. 87 seconds for the ball game. Sometimes referees anticipate calls, and that might have been what happened right there. It sure looked like the two Southwestern players collided with each other. Sternickel was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And at the free throw line, Charlie Darr. Darr's free throw is good. 9 points for Charlie Darr. That makes it a 5-point game with 87 seconds to play. Second free throw for Darr is good. Charlie gets timeout on the floor, 87 seconds to play. Back to the pit after this one message. Tim Eyes back here at the pit in Gillespie, dealing with some technical issues here down the stretch of semifinal number two. Southwestern leading Staunton 36-30. The Piasaw Birds trying to hang on. Here in our second semifinal, North Mac awaits the winner. They beat Carthenville tonight 32-20 in their semifinal. Bulldog basketball down six. Clock running, 80 seconds to play. Here is DeWitt. Bounce pass to Sylvester. On the block to Buffington. Draws a crowd, kicks it out. Sylvester, three. Just grazed the arm, but it goes right to DeWitt. Blocked from behind by Carson Cooley. Oh, that could be a game-saving block for Carson Cooley. It looked like the Dogs had an easy stick back to cut it down to four. Now the clock rolls inside of a minute. Up six are the Birds. Here's Darr in the corner to Lane Gage. Passed on the three and the foul given by Buffington. 54.7 seconds to play. Huge block from Carson Cooley. Dogs never saw him from behind there. So at the free throw line, Lane Gage. He has 5 points. Big free throw here. Toss is good. Birds have been solid from the line here in the money quarter. Up seven with 54.7 to play. Gage's second free throw. Headed home. Got it. So Gage now with 7 points. Makes it 38-30. Here comes Sylvester, off to Buffington, 45 seconds to play. Sternickel, three, got to have it, can't get it, goes over the top of the backboard, out of play, and it will belong to Southwestern. 44.2 seconds left. And barring a miracle, it looks like it'll be Southwestern and North Mac for the county title. Charlie Darr looking, needs to get it in, will do so to Hank Bullion. Bullion gets it off to Cooley into the front court with 40 seconds to play. Carson Cooley out front. He traveled. Yep. Thought he was going to get away with it for a second, but he didn't. Just 34 seconds left, though, an 8-point lead for Southwestern. Staunton going to need a miracle. I guess stranger things have happened, but not for a while. Here's Sylvester on the attack, muscles it up, A&N, Caden Sylvester, with 13, and Ty Locks gets a timeout. A 6-point Southwestern lead, 38-32, 25.7 seconds for the ball game. We'll come back to Gillespie High School in the Macoupin County Tournament following these messages on WSMI. 25.7 seconds for the ball game, 38-32, Southwestern with the lead. Staunton needs a steal. In it goes to Carson Cooley. Cooley will come up the floor. He's going to be trapped at midcourt, and that's offensive. Oh, boy. Carson Cooley lowered his shoulder on Luke DeWitt and gets called for the charge. That is the right call. Cooley motioned to Jason Dora. I was just pivoting around, and he was until he dipped his shoulder into the chest of DeWitt. 20 seconds to play. A 6-point Southwestern lead. Here's Sylvester. Dog's got to go quickly here. That's a bad pass, nearly stolen, picked up by DeWitt. Sylvester, ball fakes the three, one dribble, pulls up, knocks it down. Caden Sylvester with 15 points. Ty Locks takes another timeout, just 7.7 seconds left, though, and Staunton is down 4, 38-34. Timeout on the floor. We'll come back to the pit at Gillespie High School following these messages on WSMI. Southwestern gets it in, the quick foul given. Second and a half comes off the clock. This is WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. Actually, they called the violation on Southwestern, so it's Staunton ball here. Down by four. Got to go quickly. 3 seconds. Too much time. Sylvester, three, short, and that's the ball game. Staunton just ran out of time, and Southwestern will play for the county championship on Friday night as they beat the Staunton Bulldogs 38-34, and that got a lot hairier at the end than Jason Darr and the Piasaw Birds thought it was going to be. Give Staunton credit for fighting all the way to the bitter end here tonight. So it'll be North Mac and Southwestern for the county championship Friday night. We'll have, of course, a championship session for you. Staunton Carthenville for the girls' title at 6. North Mac and Southwestern for the boys' title at 7:30. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up for the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament following these messages on WSMI.